Hi, and welcome to another video in the Time to Change video series by Practical Disciple. I'm John Arnold, and today I want to talk about creating a weekly system and sticking to it and replicating it over and over and over and over again. I have shared during this course, and it's been a pleasure for me to share, a whole host of time management solutions. Everything from getting rid of clutter and unfinished tasks to writing your goals and living into them. I've shared a lot of things that have worked for me over the years, some that are new, some that are old, but all are valuable and productive and work, and I know from firsthand experience that they work. And what I want to encourage you to do is to go back now that you've watched all 14 of those videos and review them. And if there's some you haven't seen, go back and watch them. But review them, and you know, they're not long, they're 4 to 9 minutes. Do a few here and there, or maybe just watch the series over again over the course of several days, and pick out one or two things at a time and focus on them. What you really want to build toward is creating a weekly system for attending to each of those things regularly. You don't have to do them all at once. These are things that I've layered into my life over years, and I know that if I tried to layer them all right now in at one time, I'd just crash and burn and nothing would happen. I'd be all excited for a day or two and then I'd just be exhausted from trying to do them all at once. I'm going to go back to the very first tip I gave you, and that was doing 5 before 11. That would be the place where I would start with your weekly routine. I actually come in on Mondays. I have a norm for Monday morning where I come in and I have a time where I need to go up and I need to copy the Sunday service onto a CD. And while that's copying, I lay down my planner and I think through the week of what needs to happen for the course of a week. And I take 2 or 3 5 by 11 tasks, if you will, things that I want to see done in the morning, and put them on each one of the days for the entire week. And that gives me a blueprint for going into my week. Now, that gives me a baseline of what I know I need to do so I don't get caught at the end of the week and go, oh man, I wish I had thought of spending time preparing this earlier. It gives me a baseline of activity that's going to balance out my work week a little bit. But by only putting down 2 or 3 things, it leaves some wiggle room for stuff I know that's going to come up day to day. It's a way of building in margin, like I did in an earlier tip, putting a margin in your day. I put a margin in my week, and one way I do that is I schedule out 2 or 3 5 before 11 tasks. For every day of the week, but I leave 2 or 3 open that I will determine the day before on each one of those. And that gives me some structure, but some flex room within that structure. And then as I'm doing that, I take time to look at my goals. I take time to look at my unfinished task, and I'll look at a day that's maybe light where I can pick up a few unfinished tasks. I might look at my week and go, boy, this is really going to be a crunch day. I'm not even going to try to do 5 by 11. I'm going to do 2 by 11. That's all I'm going to do because I have meeting after meeting, or I have one thing I need to focus all my attention on before 11 o'clock. So you want to come up with a system that works for you where weekly you set a vision for what the week's going to look like. If you go into your week without some kind of plan in place like that, it's kind of like going into a grocery store without a shopping list of any kind. We've all had that experience. You just respond to what's immediate and you walk out half the time with things you didn't need and spend money you don't need to spend. And you get home and you failed to get what you went to get in the first place. And you don't want your week to be that way, where you go into the week and you just become reactionary to what's going on. And you get to the end of the week and go, gosh, I never did the things I really wanted to do or really needed to do. And that's stressful and it's demoralizing. And that's not the week you want to have. So just as you get on top of the day, so the day doesn't get on top of you, you want to have a system where you get on top of the week, and that way the week doesn't get on top of you. And the key is, once you have a system in place like that, you're always tweaking and refining it so it gets better and better and better, but you have to replicate it week after week after week after week. And that's where most people fall down on applying tools like this, is they try them for a short period and they don't really live into them for what I call a season. You know, you got to live into something for a while before it becomes natural to you. Some of these things are going to just feel awkward and weird, and you're going to have to really think about them at first. But pick one or two things, and when it becomes natural and it becomes a norm to you, move on and layer another one in there. And over time, you'll find that you're doing all of these things reflexively. And when that happens, you're going to have more joy in your life, more time in your life, less stress. You're going to have deeper relationships. And how you're spending the time is going to have deep meaning for you instead of just being busyness. And you can move out of being busy and into being truly productive and really enjoying life. So that's it. I want to wrap up with that. And I really pray that you'll take these things to heart and you'll take a few at a time and layer them together until you have a system that works for your life. Now, your life is not my life. Maybe some of these things you don't need at all. Tailor it to who you are and what you feel God's calling you to do, and wrap the whole thing in prayer and just keep tweaking the picture over and over. And I guarantee that you're going to be a radically different person and have a radically different life, even in a month or 90 days of just consistently applying these kind of tips. Because any one of them is a powerhouse, but when you start multiplying them, there becomes kind of a synergy to it, where you're not just three times more productive, you're seven times more productive because you've layered in multiple tips. So there you have it. That's the end of the mini course on time to change. That's been kind of a double entendre if you didn't pick up on it from the get-go or think of it. Now is the time to change. I'm trying to carve out time for you to be able to change. Life is too short to just be busy. Live it, and live it big, and live it for God, and may God meet and bless you in that. And I look forward to seeing you eventually in another video.